At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom up, America, Doug Gottlieb Show. Sports Radio. You know, I think there's something interesting going on in the NBA, and the next 3 to 5 months will be really, really telling. We'll get to that upcoming in the show. Welcome in. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcasting from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. That's the way tire buying should be. Hey, what up? Welcome in. So here's what happened last night. The Heat lost to the Sixers. They had a big lead. Sixers come storm back and get the win. They also lost Jimmy Butler, potential MCL injury. And, of course, this is important because the Heat have to play another game now if they want to win their way in, and they'll play against the Chicago Bulls. The Sixers will face the Knicks, and the Sixers get healthy. The Knicks, of course, aren't as healthy because they don't have Julius Randle for the rest of the season out with that shoulder surgery. But there's a couple things here, okay? A couple things here. And all these stories then ultimately become related. But last night was the last game of the season for the Atlanta Hawks. And if you watch the game in the first half, you're like, man, do the Hawks even want to be here? Down 18 at the end of the first quarter. And then, you know, they were down nearly 20 at the end of the third quarter. The game was essentially over. And Trae Young, who, of course, has missed a substantial amount of time with injury late in the season, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well. He was 4 of 12 from field, 3 of 8 from 3. He ends up with 22 points. He did have 6 turnovers to go along with 10 assists. But the big number is plus minus. He was a minus 27. And if you don't know what plus minus is, that's the difference in the score when you're in the game for your team versus the other team. And if you look at, you know, DeAndre Hunter was terrible last night, and he was just a minus 16. Clint Capella, minus 5. Bogdanovich was a plus 1. DeJounte Murray was a minus 6. Meanwhile, Trae Young was a minus 27. And Atlanta's left with a really, really interesting decision. And you'll hear people, I heard Skip Bayless talk about how the fact he turns the ball over a lot and he hasn't shot well. That's not really the problem. Okay? Not really the problem. How many of you remember the name Coby White? Coby White's been in the NBA for 4 years, all right? So COVID year was his, when COVID came around in 2000, we didn't get a chance to see him in the tournament. He averaged almost 20 a game this year. He had 40
2 last night. And I don't need to draw up matchups for you to understand that when one guy has 42 and the other guy's the one we're talking about, maybe that's the guy he guarded, and it was. He didn't guard him every time. He didn't have all 42 on Trae Young, but you get the point. So here's where you are. And this is a fascinating discussion because I want to get into Twitter and how people have lost their mind over who has a shoe and who doesn't have a shoe. Women's basketball, it's just comical. But this is a really, really hard business decision. You're the Atlanta Hawks. You're not going to win big with Trae Young. You're just not. Can you reform the team? Like, they went out and got DeJounte Murray because they're like, man, here's a two-way guard who can really hide Trae's weaknesses, and you give him another weapon to work with. And it's been a bit of a disaster. Body language wasn't great last night between the two. Hasn't been good for a while. And you're at this point. Now, here's the upside of Trae Young. Like, as a person, there's no flaws, right? He's very much in Atlanta, a superstar. And the Hawks, for all of our lifetime, never drew anybody to their games. And now they're a hot ticket. Why? People love Trae Young. And he is talented, and he puts up numbers. But you're not going to win the playoffs because he's little and he doesn't guard anybody. And you'd have to completely reconstruct your team around him to hide that. And even then, not really sure you'd be good enough. They've tried several different coaches. They've tried different rosters. It's all been the same. They did have the one Eastern Conference Finals run. But that seems like so far in the past, and there's a lot of other factors that went along with it. But here's the thing. Is it actually smart business practice to trade Trae Young? Right? I mean, look, they've had talented teams in the past. Didn't they have the one seed with Mike Budenholzer? And yet weren't really a thing. Now they are. People love Trae Young. But is your designs to win or to make money? And as much as you can make a lot more money if you win a championship, in order to win a championship, you got to part ways with Trae Young. You got to completely rework your roster, and it doesn't just happen overnight. And then you still have to have a little luck. Right? Like the Trae Young thing is, on some levels, the Dak Prescott thing, where what you have is really good and you know you're going to be really good and you know you're going to sell tickets. So do you want to go for the brass ring, or are you just okay going like, you know what, we just make the playoffs and we sell a bunch of seats and, you know, maybe we have a crazy year and we keep trying to reconfigure it. That's the best action. It's a very hard decision, is it not? Because if you just say, hey, like, we're going to trade Trae Young, like, you're not going to get back what he brings you. Your whole team plays off of everything he does. And while it may feel better for everybody else to touch the basketball, you're not going to have anybody who passes like him or shoots like him or is the dynamic of Trae Young. On the other hand, you have enough years now to say this is what we're topping out on. This is where we are. Sell a lot of seats out in the first round or out in the play-in. And the only reason you're in the play-in is because he got hurt. Buyer, where are you on that? If you were Atlanta and you're trying to figure out what do you keep selling seats and hold on to Trae Young, or do you say the hell with it, we're here to win championships, and you move off of him?
I don't want to be pigeonholed into those two avenues, because I do think that you need to move off of him, and this is someone who's not been a Trae Young fan, basically dating back to the second half of his freshman year at Oklahoma, when I felt the Trae Young craze just overtook everything. I think that you have to trade him, because if you just settle for the short term, at some point it is all going to wear thin, which I think that it already has. And when you then end up trading him, say, I don't know, a year or two down the line, or keep him around, at some point, whenever you actually do move on from him, which your team won't be better in the period that he's there, his value at that point would not be as much as it is right now. And to your point of saying that it's probably not enormously high right now, I absolutely agree with that. But I actually think it could be even more diminished later on down the line if they stick around. I think it is time to move on for Atlanta.
What do you think there, Jason Stewart?
Oh, I'll let you guys
Our Atlanta talk about Hawks this. Insider, Jason Stewart.
Yeah, I'll definitely I'll let the basketball people talk about this stuff. But you do bring up something that I'm going to make a complete left-hand turn on. Trae Young's game, Doug, I heard you tell a guest yesterday that you think that Caitlin Clark's game is kind of in between Trae Young and Steph Curry. You just kind of said it in passing. And I'm like, whoa, that's actually quite a statement. Explain that. Because if Trae Young is what he is in the NBA and we kind of know what he is and what you're getting if you trade for him, is that the kind of impact that's going to be this superstardom in the WNBA, or is it just going to be kind of be a nice scorer and a good story and we'll lose interest?
I don't know. I'm just not qualified to, you know what I mean? Like, I have no idea the level of athleticism that she faces at Iowa or that she's faced. You know, she didn't seem to have any problem scoring at times against LSU, or scoring being herself. And usually when you get to pro basketball, you have more space because, at least in the men's game, the rules are such where there's nobody in the lane, and it creates, you know, more opportunities if you can get a step. But I don't know. I would guess that she can score. I can guess that she can pass. And the top end players, for the most part, in the WNBA, are not so athletically gifted that there's a distinct advantage between some and others. It's usually skill based. So I'm led to believe that she can be really good. I have no idea what she looks like against the top end. I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and go like, yeah. But when I say that, I mean, okay, here's where it's like Steph. Right? And this is where when you say Steph's the greatest point guard, one of the great point guards of all time, you're being disingenuous because he doesn't really play point guard. But he also isn't really a two. He's a combo. He's the classic combo. He can play with the ball in his hands. He can play without the ball in his hands. And he's even probably more dangerous without the ball in his hands. You know, the problem when you don't have the ball in your hands is people can keep you from getting it. And that's what he ran into the other night against the Kings. But when I said, you know, Trae Young, it's Trae Young's a little bit more of a creative passer like Caitlin Clark is. And incredible off a ball screen, whereas Steph Curry is a lot more off of the basketball and a good passer, but I don't think nearly the creative passer of Trae Young. That's where the combination of the two come in.
How about this? I'll throw this at you because this is actually where I feel Trae Young's, not his game, but really of who he is and where he fits in the NBA. He's more James Harden for me, where you look at the numbers, they're magnificent. 25 points, 26 points, double-digit assists.
But doesn't help you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, but James Harden in regular season won more than he did.
Sure.
Look, here's the thing. In physical stature, it's really hard to be that size and guard anybody. Okay? But there's a give-up to how he won't try and play any defense. That's where it's like Harden. Like James Harden would, you know, recently, his last probably 5 years in the playoffs, he'll make at least some form of an effort.
Sure.
You know, but there's time when he wouldn't try at all. And Trae Young is in the not try. Like, he wants no part of contact. He wants no part of guys going in, bigger guys running into him. He literally plays defense just so he can play offense. It's like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
I'm just so here so I don't get fined. That's basically what it is. Like, hey, I'm just here because in order to play what I really want to do, they had to tell me I had to come down to this end.
I'm curious. And I'm curious if Jason and Sam understand what I'm saying. And Doug, obviously, I respect your opinion about this. But when I see Caitlin Clark make an assist, I feel like she did it for Iowa. When I see Trae Young get an assist, I feel like he did it for Trae Young.
No, it's listen, it's a real thing. Okay, there are NBA people. The reason he doesn't make the All-Star game, for the most part, is because other players aren't into him. Because they feel like he'll do that. Like, he'll take one extra dribble where you're going to have to... And LeBron does the same thing, by the way. Where you're going to have to shoot the ball when he gives it to you. Whereas if he gave it to you early, you might shoot or you might drive it, and then he gets the hockey assist. So there's a real belief there that... And I've told people before. I've told people this story. Stephon Marbury was famous in the NBA where I had a buddy who was on his team when he was with the Suns, and he'd be like, dude, Steph will give us 20 and 8 tonight. You watch. But the 20 won't help us win, and the 8 won't make anybody better. And that's what you get a lot with Trey. You get a lot with Trey. Now, could that part be, could you help that some if you're with a really strong personality, older players, like, look, dude, just go play it if we win? Yes. But I don't think the defense can be managed. Like, you hadn't guarded anybody your whole life. Now, all of a sudden, you're like 6-7 years in the NBA, and you're a perennial all-star. And they're like, you got all of a sudden, you got to start guarding somebody you never have before. And you're really slightly built. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But what's interesting, though, is that all of these answers are the exact answers we think. Like, why don't people in the NBA respect Trae Young? He doesn't guard anybody. Why doesn't Ja'Ai Wilson have a shoe? And Nike doesn't believe it'll sell, right? Or sell enough. Like, the answers aren't that hard to come by. Sometimes the most obvious answer is, in fact, the answer. But I'm with you, Dan. I don't think you win with him. But if you're Atlanta, you just sit there and go, like, I don't know, we're selling a lot of tickets. Does it really matter that much? I'm going to guess because you have Landry Fields is your first-time GM, and he's young. He wants to win. And then Quinn wants to win.
How much do you think the Luka trade plays into it? Like, plays into how we look at Trae Young? Because with those
there's an example of people who don't understand the sport. Is they'll go like, hey, look, Luka doesn't guard anybody, and he dominates the ball. And he's like, well, first of all, Luka is massively bigger, can put his body, and does give some effort at times. And Luka also has won. And you don't have to count winning in Europe if you don't want, but at 19 years old to win a European championship is, you know, in the FIBA Final Four is pretty big. And then he's won internationally as well with far inferior talent. And I think, you know, outside of last year's disaster with all the injuries and the trade that was too late to build a team around him, they've been way better in the NBA than their talent says they should be. But how much does that play in? I don't think a lot, because none of the players, the front office for the Hawks, none of them were there when that happened. I think it's a bigger issue that that you have a new GM, you have new coaches than coached him, so they don't have a tie, an emotional tie to Trae Young.
I get that portion, and whether the fact is the Atlanta Hawks at one point did have that pick and could have just taken Luka and kept him instead of trading him to Dallas. And when guys are, you know, just like Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf, because, you know, they're 1-2, like, yeah, this is a trade, like, that's going to stick with you as well. And to see how that has, you know, worked out, maybe not as great as something for Dallas, but we think that Luka is going to be, you know, the guy in the NBA for the next decade and maybe plus. And here Trae Young is already on his maybe way out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think is quite the... quite the conversation.
No, I think it's a great point, right? And, you know, you get people that say, what, comparison is the thief of joy. Like, yeah, but they were actually traded for one another, you know? What's interesting is, in that same draft, remember the Suns' head coach was Luka's Slovenian team coach. They didn't draft him. Instead, they drafted DeAndre Ayton. Right? So the Hawks aren't the only one that have made mistakes, but seems like a glaring one.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Man, kind of a bummer tonight, right? No Zion, no Lakers because they're in the playoffs, and no Warriors. No games tonight. Oh, there's no. Isn't there Kings Pels tonight? Or is that tomorrow night? You know what, let's go to a guy who knows more than me. Let's go to Dan Beyer. Danny, what do you got?
Yeah, games tomorrow night. Bulls Heat tomorrow, 7 Eastern. Kings Pelicans at 9:30 Eastern time.
That's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Ben Volen joins us. Boston Globe covers the entire National Football League. There was an article in ESPN yesterday that basically said, hey, Bob Kraft gave a poor review to Arthur Blank, and that's essentially why Belichick didn't get the Falcons job. What have you heard in regards to what the Patriots say when they call and ask about Bill?
Yeah, that was an excellent article yesterday from ESPN, adding a lot of context to the situation and things that have kind of – some things that have been out there, some things that hadn't. So I thought it was an excellent article. So to me, obviously, the big headline is that Robert Kraft kind of helped tank Bill Belichick's candidacy there. But I don't think it was the overriding decision. I think ultimately, at least from what I heard, that Arthur Blank was certainly enamored with Bill Belichick, but no one else in the building there with the Falcons was. And this was all in the article, too. I mean, when you bring in Bill Belichick, you know, he's been very difficult to deal with in his time with the Patriots. He's obviously someone who's only known to have total control and total power. And even if he says, sure, I'd be willing to cede some of my power, I mean, he's been famous for over the years for kind of, you know, holding guys, you know, Wes Welker holding him out for a quarter because he didn't like what he said in the media. Malcolm Butler benching him in the Super Bowl. Like, you know, if Belichick gets the player that the GM gives him that Belichick doesn't like, how's that going to work? So I just think everyone in the building really wanted nothing to do with Belichick, and it was all about Arthur Blank wanting him. And ultimately, Arthur Blank decided to side with his own people who he'd worked with for several years instead of kind of tearing everything up and starting over with Bill Belichick. So I think the Robert Kraft stuff to Arthur Blank, it certainly didn't help the situation. It probably helped crystallize in Arthur Blank's mind that it wasn't going to work. But ultimately, I think it's, you know, Arthur Blank chose his own employees, his own GM, his own team president, over an unknown outside guy like Bill Belichick.
Okay, so Belichick's going to do media for the draft. He's going to do media during the year. Looks like he's going to do stuff with Peyton Manning's Omaha group. Is he doing this to keep himself in the game, or is he doing this to change the perception so that he gets back at being a head coach?
Yes and yes. I think all of it. I think he wants to stay involved. I mean, this is the first time in 50 years that he's not on an NFL sideline. So, you know, I think he's going to enjoy it. I think once these coaches get out of the game and they have their Sundays back and they can just watch games and watch Red Zone Channel and all that, that they realize how great it is and how much they miss. But, you know, clearly this is a man who's spent his entire life in football and probably doesn't fully know what to do with himself right now. So I think doing Peyton Manning stuff and NFL film stuff is going to help him stay in the game. And I think there's a lot of image rehabilitation going on. And we saw it back in December when he went on College Game Day before the Army-Navy game in Foxborough. He was putting on the old leather helmet and showing some personality, cracking jokes. And so we'll see a lot more of that side of Bill Belichick this year, because he does have a personality. He does have a good, dry sense of humor. And he's been taking a beating the last few years in public perception and all this stuff that the Patriots are pumping out now with the dynasty and all this. It's not helping Belichick at all. So definitely I think you'll see him being in the media and trying to show a little bit more personality so he can help get a job next year.
Ben Volen joining us here, Boston Globe. Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He covers the entire NFL. Number two seems to set the path of the draft. Who's the quarterback the Commanders take?
I've been on the Jaden Daniels train since January. I think clearly that seems to be where they're heading. Everything you hear about him is, you know, the athleticism of Lamar Jackson, but maybe a more refined passer than Lamar was coming out of college. And I just think Jaden Daniels is a more sure thing right now than your Drake Mays and J.J. McCarthy. So I think, you know, Adam Peters today saying we feel pretty good at number two. If you're a fan, that's what you want to hear. The team has a clear conviction. I'm a Patriots fan right now, and I keep hearing how the team wants to trade. That has me worried that if they're stuck at number three, they're going to be taking a player, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, someone else, maybe that they don't have a total conviction on, that they're not totally sold on. And to me, that's what the Patriots are telling us by being so open about wanting to trade, that they don't love any of these guys, and they probably feel a lot better taking a quarterback at number nine than they would at number three. So the Commanders, I think, are locked in on Jaden Daniels, and now the Patriots and the Vikings and some of these teams have to decide which one of them wants more of the imperfect quarterback prospect here in Drake May and J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what they do there and how that all works. Kind of interesting what's happening in Dallas, right? Like, they're not going to extend or tinker with Dak's deal, which makes it the biggest cap hit they've ever had. Gigantic cap number. But that does allow them to wash their hands of him next year if they want to. They could always franchise tag him. They could always resign. There's a lot of different options they could do. But they're not going to extend him and move kick that cap number at all down the road. What do you think it says about the Cowboys in this upcoming season?
Well, I think the first thing, what you said, is most important. It allows them to wash their hands of him next year if they want to move on. I think it is very telling that they're not trying to restructure Dak's contract, because it would be very easy to do so and to create a lot of cap space. His cap number is $55 million. It's the second largest in the league. Only Watson is higher at a preposterous $63 million. But, you know, even the gap between, like, number two and number six is huge. I mean, Dak's $55 million cap space is a huge waste of cap space. It's hugely inefficient. And the fact that the Cowboys are moving forward with it tells you that they want to be able to wash their hands of him next year if possible. I don't think the franchise tag is necessarily on the table, because that would be a huge number for Dak. The Cowboys, you know, they've let these Dak Prescott negotiations get away from them ever since they, you know, let Dak play out his rookie contract, let him hit free agency, and he got this massive deal, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And now they've, you know, been saddled with a quarterback making a ton of money who hasn't gotten them very far in the playoffs. So I think this is a huge wait-and-see year for the Cowboys. for Dak, for Mike McCarthy's in a contract year. Defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer only signed for 1 year, which is highly unusual. It's all on the line right now for the key players here with the Dallas Cowboys. And if Dak has a great year, I think Jerry will gladly sign up for it again, but they are taking a wait-and-see approach, and it is very telling that they're not restructuring Dak Prescott's contract.
There's a lot of talk about the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy. Then you have Seattle it feels like they need a young quarterback. And then you have Pittsburgh, who went and got two quarterbacks. Obviously, Russell Wilson, the most decorated, but two guys, you're like, yeah, of those three, who's the most likely to get a young guy and play him?
I like Seattle as a sleeper. You said Seattle and you said Pittsburgh. And who was the other one?
Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely Minnesota is getting a quarterback. I mean, that's the reason they have 11-23. Whether, you know, they're able to sit at 11 and get J.J. McCarthy. I think the Vikings would actually prefer Drake May. Their quarterback's coach, Josh McCown, coached Drake May when he was in high school. Drake May was a teammate of Josh McCown's son at a high school in Charlotte, and McCown was on the coaching staff then. So I just get this feeling that the Vikings really do want Drake May. So the fact that they have 11-23, I think, gives them plenty of ammunition to go trade up into the top 10 if May does fall past the number three pick. And then obviously McCarthy is, I think, their fallback option. So definitely the Vikings. And I do think the Seahawks are a wild card, even though they have Geno Smith. I know they brought – oh, and they traded for from the Commanders, Sam Howell. So they have enough this year, but clearly they need something for the future. And as for the Steelers, I don't see them as drafting anything but like a mid-round quarterback. They're going to try to make it work with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields this year. You add a first-round quarterback to that, that just creates all kinds of drama and question marks and fans wanting to see the young kid. That's just an easy way to tank your season. So I think the Steelers are going to, if they do draft a quarterback, it's only going to be a flyer in the mid to late rounds.
Awesome stuff. Well, listen, you got a week to prep, get rested, get your notes ready, make your calls. We'll talk to you next week as you get ready for the NFL draft. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Ooh. Here's what I love about this game. Byer, you never experienced this because you're not, like none of you guys, your parents aren't Jewish, but I do feel like it's the, I can't tell you how many times when my late father was alive, so you'd be in a restaurant, I'd be like, you feel a draft in here? I got to tell you, I don't know what percentage of people who are 45 and younger use that term. I feel like that term is going to go away. Could be wrong. Let's get to our game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I bring it up because Thursdays is, this is my most favorite game that you have. I know you have other games. They're not, I'm not saying anything wrong, bad about the other games, Dan. I just like this one, our interaction with it.
Sure.
But it's called I Feel the Draft. I know that's what's Thursday. And I don't know how many people, younger people, get what's Costanza's mom's name? Is it Irene Costanza?
Estelle
Costanza.
Estelle.
I feel the draft. That's like every Jewish mother and Jewish father. That's, I don't know why. Or maybe it's an East Coast thing. I'm not really sure. But the draft thing is definitely part of my childhood.
All right. So the game today is?
I feel a draft.
Wow. This is a point of contention of the Estelle Costanza. Sam did not include it today.
Well, I have it ready. I just, you voiced your displeasure with it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
You do. Doug, do you like the George's mom drop that Sam
Love.
Only plays?
Preempting
Love.
Our Bob right. Our voice over guy. Here,
I like either of them.
Well, I play both of them. Let's hear the whole Estelle Costanza. Seven okay. seconds.
I feel a draft. Let's change tables.
Get out of here. We have a booth.
Frank, I'm cold.
Order a hot dish.
Order a hot, and this is such a great exchange right there. Order a hot dish. Forget it. We have a booth. Booths are the best. They're superior.
All right. I feel a draft. I did say that recently that I wish we didn't play that drop, and so I think that's why Sam did not do it. But
just trying to make everybody happy.
We are drafting today celebrities you've kind of had enough of. Kind of had, like, all right, I could take a breather. I'm good. I'm done. Just Give me some sort of relief. Jason Stewart, you have the number one overall pick. Then I am second.
Dan.
Doug is third. Sam is fourth. And with the two swing picks. All right. Jason, you are on the clock. By the way, there is like three or four nominees that we've mentioned on the shows this week that I think we could see in this draft process.
I'm really glad that you put me first here because I think everyone agrees with this one. I was thinking this just, 10 days ago when I saw all the coverage of WrestleMania. I've had enough of The Rock. I've never gone to see a movie because of The Rock. Got into what the big deal is about The Rock. He shows up every Sunday at these USFL games. He'll show up at Daytona 500, like... You know, he shows up somewhere and you're like, oh, he was available for this. That's weird. The Rock is showing up. He's worn out his welcome with me and I'm sure many others.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Give me one movie you guys have gone out to see because The Rock was in it. That proves my point. Thank you. Next.
It's a hard one to top. I mean, part of my thing is I've just never really gotten the WWE thing. Like we used to make fun of my dad because my dad would think it was real. Like you can't tell me you can fake that. It's acting.
Now, technically, I did order a Rock film off of our DVR, but it was my son who got the remote one day, and somehow we ordered Black Adam, and it cost me $19.99 to do so. And the company would not let me, they did not refund the charges. I had to change the settings on the remote to be like, now if I want to order something, like I have to call. Like I can't just do it from my remote because my son got it and somehow we rented Black Adam.
Did you at least watch it?
No. Why? Yeah. No interest. All right. I'm going to go on the heels of this. I said it yesterday, so I'll just take it. You know, just... There's a little too much Sudeikis with the whole yeah. women's tournament. And I think people just went, I liked Ted Lasso. I really enjoyed the show. But I just got sick of how it was like changing people's lives, people making believe signs. Like this is, it's just a little too much for me. And so I'm going to go with Sudeikis at number two.
Because he doesn't believe, guys. He doesn't believe.
I don't believe.
That's the problem, is he doesn't believe in Believe, and if you don't believe in Believe, you can't believe.
I thought it was a real good show, but...
No, I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, I'm just giving my explanations.
Here's the one thing that's interesting about Sudeikis, though, right? He's been in a lot of different stuff. Obviously, this is his most successful. But he's really, like, leaned into it. Like, he's almost pretending like that's his character that he wants. And yes. I think he's probably really smart. Probably, you know, he'll be able to do... you know, TV commercials and Saturday Night Live skits forever being Ted Lasso, but it's a weird one. It is a weird one.
All right, Doug, you're up at number three.
God, this is so hard because there's so many celebrities that I just want to have go away, right? I mean, the problem is I'd like both presidential candidates go away. Right, like you're old. Let's let somebody else, the younger, do this. But that's not a realism. That's not realistic. Anybody want to make a trade? I'm not. I don't feel solid enough in my position yet that I know what I want. I'm at three. I'm like the Patriots. Like, yeah, I can take a quarterback, but I'm up for if anybody wants to trade up.
Sam, you want to trade up? You interested?
Sure. Sure.
All right.
All right. Anything else you want to trade? Just switch spots.
All right. Just switch spots.
For a pick to be named later. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kanye or Ye.
Okay.
It really has nothing to do with his music. He just pops up in the news all the time for wearing weird stuff, like being dressed in all silver, and like he's one of those like street performers pretending to be a robot and like dressed in all one color looking. He's just strange, and he's a weird guy. He's mentally unwell. He's off his rocker, and I've had enough seeing him. I don't care about him anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with him.
There is one redeeming quality about the new Kanye is that every time he's out, his wife is with him, and she's often half naked, if not completely
she's
topless.
She's so inappropriately dressed. The what do they call her? Walmart Kim? What's she called? She's called the Walmart Kim?
That's cold. All right.
You're up, Doug.
God. This is a hard one for me.
Why do I feel like this is the LeBron James moment? Like, give me just one line from the movie. There's so many of them. There's just so many.
No. I mean, some of these people, like Elon Musk, is he a celebrity?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, Elon Musk wants to start, he just tweeted that he's going to start a fund to support the First Amendment. Like, you don't have to, dude. Like, the First Amendment of the Constitution is not going away. He's just obnoxious and annoying, and in his effort to protect the First Amendment and to free up everything, what he's done is he's given a platform to people who spread nonsense, and it's awful. And I think Twitter's an awesome device, and I'm not saying he's ruined it, but between the amount of porn and the amount of just lies on it. Like, what are we doing here? Elon Musk, go away.
All right. Sam, you want to make a quick pick here?
Yep. I'm going to go with any Kardashian or Jenner. Don't need to say anything more.
Okay. I'm going to go with J-Lo, if you know, you know. And Jason Stewart, your last pick.
Kevin Hart's got a recent commercial with Allen Iverson. Kevin Hart is, this is like 2 years old. 2 years ago, I could have said the same thing. I'm done.
Yeah. Kevin Hart was the other one on my list. I was really torn between that. All WNBA supporters can go away. You're annoying. It's the Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, coming up next, live from the TireRack.com studios,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.